The state Senate and Assembly have approved measures to expand the window in which New Yorkers can vote in elections from one day to 11 days. The action comes as part as the, at the start of what is anticipated to be a busy week at the state capitol that includes the release of Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget plan later today. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Senate Democrats, led by leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, held a victorious press conference before the vote. It was jam-packed with advocates who've worked for years to have New York join 37 other states and allow early voting.
It's time for New York to catch up, so that we can actually lead.
Yes. The bills open up some polling places in New York 10 full days before Election Day so that voters can cast their ballots at an earlier, more convenient time. The bill provides for one polling place to be open early for every 50,000 voters. If signed by the governor, the expanded voting will be in effect for the November 2019 elections. Another bill would allow no excuses absentee voting so that anyone is eligible to cast a mail-in ballot. But that change requires an amendment to the state's constitution, and the process can't be completed until the 2021 election cycle. Other measures consolidate New York's separate state and federal primary election days into one voting day in late June. New Yorkers who move within the state would no longer have to re-register to vote, and 16 and 17-year-olds could sign up early so that all of the paperwork to vote is finished before they turn 18 and can cast their ballot. Senators and assembly members also moved to close a loophole in the state's campaign finance laws. It allows individuals and companies to form limited liability companies, or LLCs, to skirt donation limits. Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins says all of the measures were long stalled by Republicans in the state Senate, who ruled the chamber for most of the past century until they were defeated in the 2018 elections.
We are really trying to clear a backlog of things that we have been waiting to do. And so that's what you're seeing.
The longtime director of the government reform group Common Cause, Susan Lerner, was among those cheering. She says she's waited over a decade for what she calls a fabulous beginning to election reform in New York. But she says her work is far from done.
We need to get automatic voter registration set up correctly for New York and adopted. We need electronic poll books to run the early voting that we hope is going to be in place by the end of today. So there's a lot more to be done. We need to be sure that all New Yorkers, whatever their involvement with the justice system, are able to vote.
Senator Stewart-Cousins and other Democratic lawmakers say they are still working on those bills. Senate Republicans say the expanded voting would cost too much money in a state already overburdened by high taxes. And Senator Kathy Young believes it won't lead to higher turnout.
Every day we hear from our overburdened taxpayers about the cost of living in New York. Last year, we lost 200,000 residents because of that heavy tax burden. This bill, in chief, actually will drive up those costs even more, and we will lose more people.
The action is expected to continue at the Capitol on Tuesday, when the Senate and Assembly are scheduled to vote on a bill that would, for the first time, grant civil rights to transgender New Yorkers. Also on Tuesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo will release his state budget plan. He's expected to detail regulations for the sale of recreational marijuana for adults and reveal how much he wants to spend on items like health care and school aid. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.